Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Brachos. We are in the middle of the third parak. We're up to Mishnah Dalad. Bal Keri Maharer Belibo Ve'ino Mavarech Lo Lefaneh Ve'lo La'acharel. The Mishnah is continuing its discussion of individuals who are exempt or who are not required or who should not say Kriya Shema. And here the Mishnah discusses the Bal Keri, someone who discharged semen, which could be referring to a man, or even could be referring to a woman who had intimacy with her husband, and she requires she's also called a Bal Keri in this context, or up to the first few days, up to the first 3 days after she was intimate with her husband, she could be poletas shechva zera, that the semen could be coming exiting her body. And the halacha in this situation is that when it comes to Kriya Shema, they should be maharer, they should think about the Shema, but they shouldn't recite the words. Just some quick background. So the halacha is that a Bal Keri in general is prohibited from eating truma and eating kachim until they go to the mikvah and wait until nightfall. Ezra made a takana that that also, until they go to the mikvah, they cannot speak words of Torah. And so here the Mishnah is discussing, well, what about Kriya Shema? What about, in a second we'll see, about Birchas HaMazon, about Tefillah, about Shemon Esrei. And therefore the Mishnah rules that if they haven't yet gone to the mikvah, so when, if it's time to say the Shema, they should not say it b'dibor, they shouldn't say it with words, but rather they should just be maharer, just to think about the Shema. And certainly they shouldn't say or even think about the brachos both prior to the Shema, as well as the brachos after the Shema. Shema is d'oraisa. Shema is reciting Shema is min haTorah. It's a biblical obligation, so they have to do something. But the brachos are not mid'oraisa, and therefore they're not allowed to say or to think the words. The Gemara has a whole discussion. What exactly is hirhor? Is thinking, is that kedibur dami? Is that like speaking itself? And the Gemara says, if it is like speaking, and the Mishnah rules, Tanakhama says you can think. So if you can think, why can't you say the words? And so the Gemara answers that, well, the whole concept of this of a Bal Keri having prohibitions comes from Har Sinai. The everyone had to become a tahor, had to purify themselves leading up to Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, the Torah was given over b'dibor with words. So therefore, when it comes to saying the Shema, we're not going to allow you to have to actually say the words. There needs to be some level of restriction, but since it is the Araisa to say the Shema, so therefore, even with Ezra's Takana, one can still be Maharer. One should still, at the very least, should think about Kriya Shema, since it is the Araisa. Or the Gemara says, no, Hiror Lav Kedibur Dami, that Hiror is not the same as actual Dibor. Nonetheless, since Shema is so critical, so one should at least think of the words of the Shema, even though they're not actually articulating the words themselves. Continues the Mishnah. What about Birchas HaMazon? Al HaMazon Mevarech La'acharav. When it comes to benching, one should benching is also de araisa, at least be maharer to think the words. However, Ve'inu Mevarech Lefanav, but you don't say the brachos prior to eating. Birchas HaNenen, that's de Rabbanan, and therefore one is a Bal Keri. You have to follow the Takana of Ezra, and one cannot say or even be maharer those brachos. Rabbi Huda, the Mishnah concludes, Omer Mevarech Lefanayim V'Achareim. Huda disagrees. Rabbi Huda says that no, even those brachos prior to eating Birchas HaNenen, one should recite. The Gemara's whole discussion, what exactly is Rabbi Huda's opinion? He doesn't respect it. He doesn't say that we follow the Takana of Ezra. So the Gemara assumes that no, of course, we follow the Takana of Ezra, and therefore his disagreement with Tanakama is that he thinks that even though it's Derabbanan, you should at least be Maharer. The Brachos are only Derabbanan. The Tanakama says you shouldn't even be Maharer, but Huda says you should have Hirhor. Or the Gemara says that no, even Afilu B'dibor, even you should even say those brachos, articulate them, Why? Because it doesn't require great mental effort, as opposed to learning Torah there, that requires a lot of sophistication, of focus, effort, and therefore for Baal Keri, as a takana, is not to learn Torah, but these brachos, which require not as much kavana, not as much effort, one should in fact recite them b'dibor with words. It happens to be we nowadays already the Gemara says that we no longer follow the takana of Ezra. There's a couple of reasons suggested. One is that that the Jewish people themselves were never accepted the takana. It's too challenging to be so careful about it, and therefore certainly b'zman hazeh we don't follow this takana of Ezra. Continues the next Mishnah. Hey. Let's say you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, v'nisgar shu Baal Keri. You forgot that you were a Baal Keri. You shouldn't have started the Shmon Esrei to begin with. The Shmon Esrei tefillah we've seen is derabanan. Now you began, so you're right in the middle. What should you do? Should you stop? Lo yafsek. The Mishnah says you shouldn't stop. Eli katzer. You should just shorten. Rashi says on the Mishnah and the Gemara, you should just shorten each bracha. Go as quick as possible. Yared litfo. Let's say you're now in the mikvah, and all of a sudden you look on the clock on the wall, and you see you have a few seconds to get in Kriya Shema. And so what should you do? Im yachol alos liskasos likros achlo tanei tachama. If you can quickly get out of the mikvah, you've already immersed yourself, you can quickly get out and cover yourself and clothe yourself and say the Shema before neitzachama, before sunrise, and that's what you should do. The Mefarshim point out, the Gemara discusses, you see from here, ideally we try to follow Rabbi Eliezer, that we try to say Kriya Shema before Netzachama, or at the very least, we try to say Netzachama before Nate, so that we daven Vasikim, we daven Shmon Esrei right afterwards. So if one can cover themselves quickly, one should do that. Yal Viskasa Vikra. And if you can't get out of the water, you're not going to have enough time to cover yourself. And lav yiskas mayim v'yikra. And if not, what you should do is that you should sort of cover yourself with the water. Make sure your entire body up to your neck is covered with water. The Gemara says, and the Bartanura quotes, if you, it should be mayim achurim, it should be very cloudy water that you shouldn't be able to see your erva. And then say the Shema inside the mikvah. Avalo says the Mishnah, but don't yiskasa lo b'mayim harayim, lo b'mayim hamishra. But you certainly can't say the Kriya Shema if you're in foul water, if you're in putrid waters, or water mayim hamishra, which is a water that linen had been soaked in. That's also a very bad smelling. That's not an appropriate place to say the Shema. Ad shiyito l'sochan mayin. Until you put some more water into it, you dilute it, which the Gemara explains is not referring to the mikvah itself. That'd be too challenging to remove such a smell, such a large body of water. But rather, let's say there was some bucket nearby where there was some urine, and you're very close proximity to that bucket. So also, it's not appropriate to say the Shema there. So you should dilute that bucket with some water. The kama yach mehem, and in general, how far should you distance yourself from putrid-smelling water, uminatsoa, or from excrement? Arba amos, you have to distance yourself 4 amos. Only if you distance yourself that amount can you then recite the Shema. We'll do the final mission of the perek. Zav shra keri. Let's say you have a zav. A zav is someone who had a discharge, but it's not the same discharge as Zerah's semen. And we're talking about someone who's had at least two discharges, and therefore they have to wait 7 days until they can go to mikvah. And then in the middle of that time period, they became a Baal Keri. So the question is, you know, can they learn Torah? Do they have to go to the mikvah? And if they go to the mikvah, that may help them with the Keri. It doesn't help them with the their Zav. They still have to wait the 7 complete days. Or similarly, a Nida. Let's see, you have a woman who's a Nida. Shepalta Shechvas Zera. We said earlier that the first 3 days after intimacy, any semen that comes out will make her consider that she also cannot say the Shema, and so this woman is now waiting 7 days because she is a nida to go to mikvah. But now the question is, a day or two in, she all of a sudden some semen comes out from her previous intimacy that she had with her husband, and going to mikvah now is not going to help her you're not going to help her for her nida purposes, but is she required for Ezra's takana to go to mikvah to learn Torah? Or Vam Shamesha Shirasa Nida. Or let's say you have a woman who became a who already was required to go to mikvah because of keri, because of semen prior to becoming a nida. You know, she never had time after she was with her husband to go to mikvah, and a few moments later she became a nida. So that it preceded her, the requirement to for Ezra, but now she's a nida, and again she goes to mikvah. It's not going to help her for nida purposes. So rules the Tanakama, tzrichen tefila. In all these cases, Ezra's takana applies. All these people have to go to mikvah. It's not going to help them for being a zav or for being a nida, but it will allow them to learn Torah. And Rabbi Huda poter. And Yehuda disagrees, and he says, in these situations, the takan of Ezra never applied. And in these situations, these individuals can, in fact, learn Torah even without going to the mikvah. And eventually, they'll go to mikvah at the end of their 7 days to remove their status of being a zav or being a nida. Again, as we mentioned earlier, the takan of Ezra, the Gemara says, no longer applies nowadays. Tzibor, Rova Tzibor, and Yechon La'amud Ba, most of Klal Yisrael never accepted it, and therefore we are no longer makbid on this Takana of Ezra.